Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is the former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University. He's been the chief economist for the NFIB for a long time, and their index of small business optimism is legendary. It's the gold standard. It's the global, it's the galactic gold standard for how small businesses think and their sentiment, how they feel about how things are going. And we've been the fortunate recipient of that report now in our 19th year. And we're so happy and grateful to Bill for joining us every month to bring it to us. And he's here with another one. Bill, welcome back. Are you there?
Yeah.
There you are. Welcome back, Bill.
You have to hit the right button. Man.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, push the button. Thank you for being here, Bill. Yeah. It's always a pleasure to have you here. We're going through an interesting time right now in the last year or so, really, where optimism is just off the charts, but it's just kind of it's staying high, but it's fluctuating a little bit up, a little bit down. And so from a standpoint of reporting on it, it's kind of ho-hum, but isn't that kind of a high-class problem for things to be so great that a little bit of a up or down is not big news?
Absolutely. That's a good ho-hum to have, and we have it, and hopefully we're going to try to keep it. I mean, we do sometimes get preoccupied with growth. You know, we have to grow, but just as a simple example, if your population stopped growing, so you wouldn't need to grow to take care of them, you know, you don't need growth. If we just stayed where we were with a high level of activity, everybody happy, that's not a bad deal, you know. So we shouldn't punish ourselves if we're not growing at some arbitrary rate that we think we ought to have. And good times are good times.
Well, another thing I pointed out in my predictions, Bill, is when I said that the economy would grow at 2% or more in 2019, I pointed out that when the economy was at $6 trillion, we were thrilled to get 3%, a 3% year, right? We went back and looked at those halcyon days and 3% growth on $6 trillion. We thought that was wonderful. Well,
sure.
Well, now we've got a $21 trillion economy. I mean, look, at some point in time, you have to quit thinking percentages. If you can't make an adjustment in your percentages, you have to quit thinking percentages and start thinking real dollars, right? I mean, 2.5% on a $21 trillion is like the hat trick compared to 3% on $6 trillion.
Yeah, I have a different simple way of looking at it. We say we're at full employment now. We basically have more job openings than people who want jobs. So there's the dynamic of people switching. But basically, everybody who wants a job has a job. Now, that's... You can't grow past that, right?
Right.
I mean,
right. Well, growth is being hampered. One of our headwinds, in the economy is not enough workers, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We could grow more if we could fill those positions, right? No doubt about it. But if everybody's kind of got a job, then growth is not something you have to have. You just have to stay where you are, you know. And
mm-hmm.
everybody's happy eating
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Well, because at the non-growth level, we're still cranking out a lot of production.
Exactly. We all have lots of stuff.
Well, the way to think about it, I think another way to think about it, a little metaphorical way to think about it is if you're driving a boat, you've got hull speed, and then you get up on plane. You get the boat out of the water, up on the keel, and it's up on plane. That's where you're making the most, you got it trimmed up. when every boat has a certain perfect RPM for the optimum amount of speed, and when you get up to that level, you just set the controls and enjoy the ride. That's where we are right now, I think, in this economy. Enjoy the ride.
We want to enjoy the trip.
Yeah, and so the main thing I wanted people to know is especially, I mean, small business owners don't know about this, but some people will say, "Oh my goodness, only 2.5%? That's not great." Well, considering the sheer volume of the economy, that's a pretty good performance. We come back. We're going to get into some of the internals of the index. We're going to talk about the hiring and spending and profits and sales and things like that. What small business owners are saying about how things are going, how they said they were going in the month of December, which is a big month, right? 20 till. Right back with Dr. Bill Duckelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.